Representative Gene Pawlowski now joining KWNO. Mr. Representative, first up, it seems like this is a busy week there in Capitol Hill. Several initiatives that the DFL is going to be rolling out and be voted on today, as far as I'm concerned. What can you share with us of those bills that will be voted on this coming week and some of which will be today?
Well, today we're going to have on the House floor the bill that would allow licensure for those people who are not yet citizens in the United States. And this is a bill that has been around for several sessions. And now it's got the support of the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. It's got the support of the police officers, the sheriffs, and also the county attorneys. So it has a wide-ranging support. I expect there'll be some debate and some amendments on the floor, but that'll be the big bill that will be up on Monday. I'm not sure what's going to be up on Wednesday or Thursday yet. We're processing bills today in Ways and Means, so we'll see.
So I did see that the Ways and Means Committee will be meeting on the House floor today. What is of issue there, and what will be discussed with that committee?
Well, the Ways and Means won't be meeting on the House floor. The Ways and Means will be meeting, and there are a series of bills. I'd have to go back right now and take a look at the agenda myself. Okay, we've got Earned Sick and Safe Leave by Representative Olson. We have Restore Voting Rights Upon Completion of Incarceration. We have a technical fix to a compensity bill. This is really a technical bill. We have emergency funding for food shelf programs. And then we have the free school lunch and breakfast for all students. So those are the bills that are up in Ways and Means today.
How can we get those bills to the next step in those? How long do you think those bills will come to, or at least take
Ways
to come to fruition?
Yeah, Ways and Means is the fiscal stop. So any bill that spends money or raises any money has to go to Ways and Means. The next stop would be the Rules Committee. But the Rules Committee is simply a processing committee. It's the gateway to the House floor. So once these bills pass Ways and Means, they go to Rules. Rules would then send them to the House floor. And they'd either go to the General Registry or they go to the consent calendar. I don't see any consent calendar bills here, except maybe the technical fix bill. That might be a consent calendar bill.
We can switch gears a little bit. I just saw that the House passed a bill for carbon-free energy by 2040. What are your thoughts on that, Mr. Representative?
I supported it because Representative Long made a significant change in the bill. At the request of our local electric cooperatives, My Energy was directly involved in that fix. So I supported the bill, and I wanted to make sure that our local electric cooperatives got what they needed to get in the bill so that they could continue to do what they do best, and that's produce electricity. So our electrical co-ops were involved right up to the time the bill passed and are favorable for it.
And now the opposition that I've seen from this says that we don't have enough of the resources to make this happen. How is that accurate?
We hear that all the time. I mean, there are some arguments on some bills that continually come up, and that's one. And usually they're not sustainable.
Fair enough. Last question for you here, Mr. Representative. What do you think the most pressing issue on the House floor, whether that's in the committee or throughout the whole House this week alone, what do you think the most pressing issue is?
I don't think we're going to have an issue like we had in the last week with abortion, for instance, that went 15 hours in the Senate.
Right.
I don't think you're going to see anything like that this week. You may see some time on the House floor with the immigrant license, driver's license bill, but I don't think you're going to see anything terribly controversial this week.